This is your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is brought to you by Tiger Fuel, serving the Charlottesville area with home heating oil and propane and famous Exxon gasolines. The wake-up call is also brought to you by The Hook, an innovative weekly from the people who really know the news on Newsstands Thursday. Now with your host, Rick Moore.
That's me, Rick Moore, firing it up in the studio today with my friend and today co-worker, Lee Channing. Lee, how goes it?
Hi, Rick. I'm fine, thanks.
Well, and thank you for coming in. It's always so much fun.
It is always so much fun.
Exciting to have you in the studio.
Good.
Although I must note a personal, you know, bit of sadness to know that I have to share you now with friend at another local radio station occasionally. Isn't that true? Have you not been on another
What, Ray?
Local
what are you talking
program?
About, Rick? I have no idea that I've actually been on another local radio station several times since I was here.
Oh. It's even worse than I imagined. But it is fun for you. I know that you're a big you're a big fan of like going out on the radio. You enjoy I guess it's almost like meeting new people, isn't it, for you?
Oh, it is. It is. And it allows people to be anonymous, as we've spoken of before. I love doing radio. You know, it's been so much fun. I've done it, with you since 1999.
Yeah,
so it's been a long time and a lot of fun.
And, and it's gone from being, radio acquaintance to actually being friends because
Absolutely.
We've gone out for brunch afterwards.
Absolutely.
I've had the pleasure of meeting your husband. You know my girlfriend. You know, we've been to brunch several times now.
Yep. It's nice to make new friends.
That's right. It's a lot of fun. And hopefully people out there listening today, 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS, will take advantage of that today because you don't have to dial up and give out your name. You don't have to announce where you are and or who you're, it would be nice for you to say that you're calling from Charlottesville or Albemarle or Harrisonburg. If you're listening, maybe on the 95.1 channel, anything like that, you're welcome to do. But it's fun to have you on and to listen to you.
Thank you.
Rusty, hand me my paperwork for the day, please, since I left it all behind. Rusty Simpre also has become friends with Lee Channing, and I think he intentionally sometimes picks these as his weekends.
Well,
his
I'm glad. I'm flattered.
But let me do this real quick. 4-5-Fix also allows Lee Channing to be here today because they support WNRN Radio. 4-5-Fix.com. If you have a home improvement project, there's another way to find a contractor. It's 4-5-Fix.com. From remodeling to repair projects, immediate no obligation estimates are available anytime. That's 4-5-Fix.com, the number 4, the number 5, and the word fix.com. All right, Lee, while we await our first phone call of the day, for those who haven't heard you before or who only caught part of the last show that you did with us, I always feel the need to start from scratch.
Sure.
How did you attain this ability? How do you use this ability, et cetera?
Right. Well, what happened many, many years ago, actually in my early 20s, I began to have very vivid clairvoyant experiences. Thought I was losing my mind, of course, because they were pictures in my mind that were actually true. They were actually happening. So I was so blessed to meet an amazing professor at the University of Virginia who taught me, who helped me learn that I was clairvoyant, that I could read energy, that I could see things in distant places that were happening. Then I went to the University of Minnesota for several years. Then I went to school in Oregon for several years to study the phenomena, to study all sorts of ESP. So it's been amazing, the growth, the love that I have for my work over the past 30 years. What I prefer to call myself is an intuitive consultant. Psychic certainly works, but what I do is read energy. If you call in with a question, I will read your energy as it's appropriate to that question and respond, whether that's about relationships, career, geographical location. I do a lot of work with intuitive color awareness, as you know. So it really depends on any, whatever question you ask, it depends on your energy as to how I respond. So basically, I read your energy. It doesn't hurt a bit. It's really very simple. So I emailed you the other day, and you said, I've been reading your mind. I asked you if it hurts, and I'm not sure you ever answered that.
No, because I knew you were being funny, and I realized that, you know, that sometimes, I guess sometimes when people are nervous about their question,
right,
that you sort of approach it from this, you know, please help me, but here I'm putting my hands out to keep you away from certain parts,
absolutely,
you know, of my thoughts.
And some people ask questions and they really don't want an answer. Or they know the proper question, but they ask another question to sort of see if we sneak around to that question. So I won't insult anyone. I won't probe too deeply, but I will answer any question that they'd like to call in.
Yeah, and I have a question that I'm going to ask a little later about that, because
okay.
I always start with this because I think it sort of lets people into the style of the show when
right.
you're on. Because, again, you have a lot of fans, I guess is a good way to put it. This show, usually when you're on, we generate a lot of phone calls. You have a very interesting website, www.spiritsevolving.com.
Right, spiritsevolving.com.
Spirit
with an S.
Spirit with an S.
And evolving.
Yeah.
Well, which is hard to spell because there's a lot of E's.
Sometimes I have the, I have my little language blanks, as those who listen regularly know. They're like, what kind of word did he just make up? Why is he pausing there at the, you know, when there's an obvious, question to be asked? But we always start because color awareness is one of your things.
Absolutely.
And I have both been burned
yes,
and rewarded
you have.
for my choice of shirts for the show.
Right.
And let's start today with that. And because you've been on so many times, I'm usually very aware when I walk out the door whether, you know, that's a good choice or a bad choice, but let's hear about it. Well, today I selected a different shirt that I don't think that you have ever seen me in. Or certainly not even possibly this style of shirt.
I have never seen you in that style of shirt. That's just what I was thinking. What are you thinking?
You can describe it.
Don't confuse me like this.
You can describe it, and let's go forward from there.
Okay. Well, your shirt actually makes you look taller and thinner because it has stripes. It's a nice striped shirt. Very unusual for you. It gives you – it's a green shirt with sort of gray stripes. And the green, of course, is the heart center. So it's the center of emotions, the center of feeling, the center of balance. So you were obviously, as you looked at your shirts this morning, thinking about being balanced, having everything sort of focused the way you wanted it for the day. When you have the vertical stripes, what that does literally, it does make you look a little taller, makes you look a little professional, but it also helps to sort of stretch your energy a little bit. So you probably wanted to be stretching your emotions today. So that's what your shirt tells me. I actually like it very much.
Because I look hot?
Yeah, you look hot and you look professional and you look like you're a really feeling guy. Very sensitive.
And what do you mean by stretching my emotions?
Well, stretching is if someone lives in a little emotional bubble. Now, you don't, but some people might. And all they feel is anger and fear, or all they feel is love and devotion. You need to stretch that bubble. It's like taking a balloon and putting more air in it. And you can do that. Sometimes it takes some exercises. But everybody needs to, on any given day, stretch a little bit. That's how we learn and grow. So you want to stretch your emotions. So that's a good thing. You know, it's not about being totally in a little ball of emotions. It's about feeling things, allowing yourself to expand a little bit. So when I say stretching your energy, I mean expanding your awareness.
All right.
That confuse you?
Well, yeah.
You look confused, Rick.
Well, that happens to me a lot. That's really nothing new, Lee. 979-0919 if you'd like to call us up and ask your question. Again, there's no need to give your name if you prefer to remain anonymous. And certainly even if you do give your name, that's really not going to make any difference, because you're not giving your address. You're not,
right.
Whatever you'd like to do on air. I see the phone lines ringing now. Sean will answer that in just a second and patch you through. Lee, we'll get to this throughout the hour as well.
Sure.
Is you have a new book available. Actually, as far as I know, it's your first book.
It is.
Intuitive Color Awareness Guide.
And I brought you your very own copy.
My very own copy. I know. I'm excited to not only to read it, but to use it today throughout the hour. Where can people find it?
Well, it's available through my website. It's on Amazon. It's at the Quest Bookshop. So, you know, at various places. If you'd like a signed copy, which most people do, just go to my website and, you know, you can pick it up. And, yes, I did sign your copy.
I was looking to see if mine was signed.
Of course it is. And Amazon has it, and the Quest has it. In fact, I did a book signing at the Quest a few weeks ago. I've got a book signing coming up for First Fridays in November on the Downtown Mall.
Really?
But all that information will be on the website. So the website's actually the best place to go and get some information.
All right. We do have our first call for the day. Hello?
Hey, Rick.
Hey, this is Jennifer in Barboursville. Lee, can you hear?
Hi, Jennifer. Uh-huh.
All right. Fire away with your question.
Well, I'm about to get on a plane to go to Italy, and I was wondering if she had any insight as to how our trip might go.
Oh, it sounds like a wonderful trip. I think a couple of things, of course, this is probably true. You don't have to be a psychic to know this. Anytime you're planning a trip to such, you know, a distant port, you always want to be prepared for some delays. And I figure you may have some of those. But to me, it feels as though the trip has been well planned, well anticipated. And it's an important trip for more reasons than you know. I'm not sure exactly the details. That's coming off my intuitive head. But I feel like that this trip will be very, very beneficial for lots of reasons. So, you know, keep a journal, keep some notes, make sure you keep track of what goes on. Because some of the things that you learn on this trip, I think will slowly seep in even after the trip is over or, you know, whatever you're doing. So I think you should really have fun with it, but really also pay close attention to it. Because I think it's going to have lots of lessons attached to it.
Yeah, we're getting a break from taking care of our father-in-law, so
good.
We're looking forward to time alone.
Absolutely. I think you really enjoy it, and I do think there are a lot of very deep lessons attached, which is not – that's a very positive thing, I'm not saying, oh, my gosh, you have a lot of challenges and lessons. I think it's all about really rejuvenating your energy and having time to let some lessons sort of seep into your energy and I think you'll have sort of a glow, an afterglow to it, which I think will be really helpful for you. So even when you come back, I think you'll have some more positive energy that you really need.
Yeah,
so have a wonderful trip. That's right. Have a wonderful trip.
Hey, Jennifer, sounds like a good trip.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
Welcome back.
Bye.
All right. There you go. That's a great start. 979-0919. Maybe you're out of the area. 1-877-967-6762 for those who prefer the alphabet. That's 1-877-WNRN rocks. 979-0919 if you are a little more local. Lee Channing here on the program today. She's an intuitive analyst here in the area. You work out of Ivy, correct?
Well, my post office box is in Ivy, so my mailbox is. My office is actually here in Charlottesville, down on Old Ivy Road. In fact, on the end of this road, on the other end of the road.
Yeah,
so I'm right on Old Ivy Road.
Did you walk by? Did you ride your bike?
We rode the car. We burnt up gasoline.
Oh.
We made a carbon footprint.
Poor woman. All right, 11:14 on the show. Please dial us up with your question, 979-0919. Now, Lee, you and I have had this conversation several times where you tell people on air that you feel that they are very intuitive, and they sort of almost know the answer to the question that they're calling with.
Absolutely. Everyone answers their own question, usually quite easily.
I'm curious, how does someone tell the difference between their intuition, their fear for the answer, and their hopefulness for the answer?
Right.
Because if I'm sitting here thinking about, you know, I hope that Sarah makes this decision, and I've mentioned her name on air several times, so that, you know, hopefully she's not upset. But, you know, I really want this to – I want this to be the way that it happens.
Right.
How do I know that my intuition of something that is done by me, by my mother, by her mother, by the neighbor, by the dogs, isn't, you know, I intuit it. What is the hell is the word that I want?
Intuit it.
that I intuit it, that I have fear for that,
right.
for for the way that I interpret it, that I have hope for the way that I interpret
right.
it.
That's a perfect question, because people ask me that all the time. And that's why you call me and you ask me, because I don't delve into, I don't need your emotions to answer your questions. It's very hard to be your own psychic. It's very difficult, because you do have preconceived ideas. You have hopes and you have angers and you have all of your emotions. That's why it's difficult, even for a psychic person. If it's something very close to me, if I have a sick animal, something that's really touching my emotions, it's very difficult for me to back up and get a pure intuitive look at it. So it is very difficult. You can do it if you can learn to detach from it enough. But most people can't. We're all human. So it's very, very difficult. If you sit in a very quiet moment and let yourself feel your way through it, what would my truth be? If somebody else was asking me this question, where would it be? So if you can get some of your emotions out, you can get a fairly clear answer. But something that's a very emotional situation, you are better to ask someone their opinion and then let that feed in. You still may not agree with it. I've had people come to me and look at me like, I don't like that. Don't tell me my relationship is going to work or isn't going to work, or I should get a divorce or I shouldn't get a divorce. And 6 months later, they come back and they've come to the same decision. But they need to do it. Everybody needs to do it. It's not about judging, but it's very difficult. It's all about interpretation, how you really interpret the energy of how someone acts to you, how someone treats you. If you and Sarah have, you know, this good connection, then where do you go from there? It's still very, it's still movable. You know, it still can change quite a bit. Even healthy relationships need to move and change, and you can't go into fear. You can't go into worry. You can't go into anger. You've got to be truthful and honest with the way the relationship is at the moment and really deal with that. If you live on hope, hope is a fine thing. But if you live in hope, you're not dealing in reality. So the best thing to do is try to bring it down to a realistic aspect of the relationship and then see what you get.
Yeah. And just for those who are listening, put your names in there.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, that's a that's an examplist question, by the way.
No, it is. It is.
All right, next on the line is Susan from Faber. Hey!
Hi, Rick. Hi, Lee.
Hi, Susan.
I'm close to reaching my teacher certification in Virginia to teach high school biology.
Okay.
And it's taken me about 3 years, and I'm 10 weeks away. I'm student teaching, which is being in the classroom with another teacher and learning and hopefully teaching yourself. And I've done 2 weeks, and I have 10 to go, and I think everything is going okay, but it's very stressful, and I would just like some advice on the best way to get through this.
Okay, it is very stressful. I think teaching teenagers is so worthwhile, but very stressful, because when you're picking up teenage energy, you've got a lot of hormones rolling around the room, you've got a lot of confusion, you've got a lot of need, so it's a wonderful place to be. You will do a great job. I have no question about that. You have everything that it takes to teach teenagers biology, so I'm really proud that you found yourself in the right place at the right time. What I would suggest you do is your energy is very open, which is a good thing, but I would do some exercises every day before you go into the classroom to make sure that you're not going to be overly affected by all of this energy bouncing around and that you can have more fun with it, because you have everything in place. But I would say do some exercises. Just take some deep breaths. Put a light around yourself. You know, visualize yourself sort of being in a bubble. That won't separate you from the students, but that will give you enough energy where you can say, now I'm still feeling in control, because you don't want to go into that place where you feel even more stressed and frustrated. It's a stressful environment, but as you get 3 or 4 weeks down the road, you'll feel even more comfortable, but you're certainly in the right place at the right time.
Thanks, Lee. I do put the bubble of light around me
good.
Quite a bit.
Good. Just keep that up. Maybe make it a little bit thicker, but you're doing all the right things. So you're going to do a great job. I have no concerns there.
Thank you. That helps a lot.
You're welcome.
Susan, teachers are special. Keep going.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. I have another call on the line. Sheila, please hang tight for just a moment. I need to do my radio required items. I have not forgotten about you. This is the Markets of Tiger Fuel forecast for Central Virginia and the Shenandoah Valley. Sunny, hot, humid today. Highs 90 to 95. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows 70 to 75. A little cooler in the valley. Partly sunny tomorrow. Highs 80 to 85. Warmer in Richmond and cooler in the valley. Right now, clear across the listening area. 84 in the valley. 87 in Lynchburg. 90 in Richmond. 89 in sunny Charlottesville.
Sunday morning wake-up call brought to you by The Hook and by the markets of Tiger Fuel, a refreshing pause on your journey to anywhere with locations all over town. Now back to your host, Rick Moore.
Oh, and let's thank Blue Ridge Mountain Sports for being here with us today. You can go back to school in mountain style this year. Packs, footwear, and clothing from Blue Ridge Mountain Sports. They have over 15 styles of backpacks from the North Face. And if it's a padded laptop or courier bag you're looking for, Blue Ridge has them too, from Ground, Timbuktu, and Patagonia. Blue Ridge Mountain Sports can be found in the Barracks Road Shopping Center in Charlottesville and at brms.com. And we also need to take a moment and thank the people, Roy Huta, Tatiana Patton, and Brenda Clement Jones, for contributing to the fund drive this past spring. It's because of people like them that the Wake Up Call is even here on air every Sunday. It's also because of our program underwriters, like the ones you're hearing from this hour, as well as Central Battery and Mill Street Grill. So stay tuned, tell a friend about the Wake Up Call and other programming you enjoy on WNRN, and be sure to support us during the upcoming fall fund drive. Which, of course, Lee, you've donated half-hour
session.
I
asked you if I donated again this time.
And I said, yes, of course you donated again.
I'm happy to.
So if you like what you hear today with your question, or maybe you're just listening and you're afraid to call in, you can donate during the upcoming fall fund drive, the last Sunday of the month, a half-hour session.
Oh, let's up it to an hour session.
Ooh, baby.
Let's come on. Let's really do
inflation.
It.
Inflation.
Absolutely.
Economic.
Let's make
needs.
It an hour session.
All right. Let's see. Sheila, are you still there?
Yes.
Signs,
hi, Sheila.
Signs of patience for Sheila from, am I this right, Boston, Virginia?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Thank
your
you,
question
Sheila.
For Lee.
Yes, ma'am. I have probably a very different question.
Okay.
I was just curious. I love music, all different types, and often listen to the radio, and often I'll be thinking about a song, and then I'll end up hearing it within the next day or so. Is that good or bad, or what's it trying to tell me?
Oh, well, it's wonderful.
Wonderful?
Yeah, it's not really, I mean, telling you anything other than that's where your energy is focused at the moment. You have a lot of energy in your throat center, which is we talk about energy centers and chakras, and that's that blue energy center, and it's all about words and music and sound, and so you really should be listening to all kinds of music, things to stimulate you, things to relax you. But the idea of hearing the song in such, you know, within a couple of days, that is your intuition at work, and your intuition is sort of nudging you that to remind you that it's there, that it's working, and it really isn't. It's not coincidence. It's your intuition, and it's just showing you. It's like knowing who's on the phone when the phone rings. Many times we get reminders that we need to pay more attention. So my feeling is within the next few months, you'll probably be making some, you know, some somewhat major life decisions, and your energy is just reminding you to pay more attention to the intuitive part of you because it's very active, and I think it's getting more active. And that's, to me, a wonderful aspect of everyone's energy, and particularly with you, because you have you can interpret. We were talking earlier about interpretation. When you've got a lot of energy in that throat center, your interpretation skills tend to be highlighted. So you should be able to, I've used the word should with you twice, I don't do that very often, but I think that you should be able to begin to use your intuition more in your everyday life, to have fun with it. Here, knowing what song is going to play in the near future, it seems very simple, but actually it's a wonderful tool to remind you that you can use that intuition when making other life decisions, when dealing with relationships, when dealing with career issues, whatever it may be. I think you've got a lot to work with, and it's really revving up, and that's an exciting time for you.
Right. I used to do some singing, and I kind of got away from that, and I was wondering maybe it's trying to tell me to get back into that.
It's a perfect time for singing.
Right.
Anytime you've got as much energy as you have in this throat center, which is all about relaxation, it's about singing and dancing, it's about being calm, it's about relaxation of every part of your body. So you need to make sure that you get enough sleep, that you take care of your physical body, and a wonderful time for growth. Singing is absolutely one of the best things you can do right now. So I would say absolutely whatever opportunities you have.
Okay. Well,
thank
that
you.
Sounds good then.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, both lines are open. 979-0919, 1-877-927-5673. WNRN Rocks. That's the one Sheila used from Boston, Virginia. Where's Boston, Virginia? Rusty, you travel all over the place for those bluegrass things. Sounds south to me. But
I'm thinking Boston, Virginia.
Now, see, the phone rings. Hopefully it's somebody who can ask Lee a question and tell me where Boston, Virginia is.
See, if I was really good, I'd go, let me think. Boston, bring me a map. Maybe I can find it.
Well, maybe if Sheila was still on the phone. 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN Rocks. Lee Channing here, our area intuitive analyst, my friend, and possibly yours. Call up, ask Lee a question. You know, at the end of that discussion with Sheila, you said something about intuition in relationships. And that goes back, I think, to the question that I had where I was, using Sarah and I as examples,
right,
about needing someone else. You know, you can have your own intuitions, but needing someone else to sort of take away the emotions from you.
Right. And it depends on, are you listening to your intuition or your hopes and dreams and goals and ideas? And, it's really difficult sometimes to decide, do I really want this, need this? Is my intuition saying it's where I'm supposed to be? This is the person I'm supposed to be with. It really gets extremely complicated.
Because you've told me in the past that, at various points in your life, you've seen other intuitive analyst for your own needs.
Oh, right. Probably every few years, I will call someone that I respect, someone that I trust, and say, listen, here's what's going on. What do you see something that maybe I'm not as clear on as I would like to be, particularly things that are very close? Again, I do animal communication, but when one of my animals gets very ill, I will call a friend who is an animal communicator to make sure that my emotions aren't not letting me see. I have a blind cat now. And, I wanted to make sure, so I emailed my friend and go, listen, I know we have this blind cat, but is there something I can do for her that maybe I'm missing because I have so many emotions attached to that situation? So relationships are very similar because I am so blessed to have a wonderful relationship with Brian, that I don't have to put a lot of extra energy into. It's so automatic. And I pray that everyone finds that kind of relationship when it is natural, it is spiritual, and it is automatic on some levels. It doesn't mean you don't have to focus on your relationship and give it energy and devotion. But, many times, we fight relationships so hard. We fight to make them work or we fight to end them. Many people are in very uncomfortable relationships. And what you want to find is some level of comfort and balance. And many times your intuition is not always as clear as you would like it to be.
All right, we got a call back from Sheila.
Oh,
Boston
good.
Is below Sperrysville on the way to Culpeper.
Oh,
sweet.
Okay. Oh.
Thank you, Sheila.
Not that far.
So,
okay,
well,
thank you, Sheila.
That's far from being south from where we are. So much for my geographic intuition.
Well, we did it.
All right, here's a question from someone who did not stay on the line. Lisa from Nelson.
Okay.
By the way, I'm going to come back in a little bit and ask you an animal question for Sarah because
okay.
I know that she would love that.
Got it.
Lisa from Nelson. New relationship moving quickly. Happy, but is she on the right track?
Okay. Whenever I hear new relationship moving quickly, my intuition backs up a little bit because new relationships need to move somewhat more slowly than most people are willing to do that because it's exciting, it's wonderful, things move fast, and then things can get out of balance. So with any new relationship, and this one as well, Lisa's as well, I suggest making sure that you slow things down just a little bit. You don't have to slow it down a lot. It doesn't have to be obvious even to your partner. But if you can slow it down a little bit, you're going to benefit in the long run because then it doesn't get out of control. It doesn't become purely emotional, purely intellectual, purely sexual, whatever it may be. You have time to balance the emotions. This relationship that Lisa's talking about, I think, has good potential. I would just suggest moving things a little bit slower so that she doesn't feel like I want to make sure that she doesn't feel like she's sort of losing herself to the relationship. You want to make sure that it stays positive and she keeps a lot of power for herself.
All right. Alisa, I hope that answered your question. 11:30 here on the Wake Up Call. Lee Channing with us today. 979-0919 1-877 WNRN Rocks. Let me take a moment and thank Alt Energy for giving us some support. Alt Energy of Charlottesville, Alter Energy, providing professional design and installation of solar energy systems in Central Virginia and the Shenandoah Valley. Alter Energy Solar Systems can pay for themselves and reduce your carbon footprint. More is at altenergyincorporated.com. Let's see. We got a call. It's Joe from Charlottesville. Hey, Joe.
Hello.
Hi, Joe. What's your question?
My life has been pretty chaotic ever since I was young. And over the last 12 months or so, I've been looking into Buddhism.
Okay.
As a way to level out the chaos that's happening in my life and in my mind. Am I heading in the right direction?
Absolutely. And you're right. You read your own. It's like Rick said earlier, so many people answer their own question. Absolutely. I think chaotic is sort of putting it mildly. I think your life has been an energetic, certainly an energetic process that a lot of people would have gotten extremely frustrated with. I think you've been through a lot. You've learned a lot. You've done a lot. And you've had a lot of chaos surrounding you, some of that internal, some of that external. But I think that, to look into any process that feels calming and relaxing to you, Buddhism is perfect. There's absolutely no reason you shouldn't completely go into that at the moment. Now, that may change later on. You may want to do something else. It doesn't mean it has to be a lifelong process. But I think that for right now, it's absolutely fine to have more quiet time, to make sure your body needs to be stretched. You have a lot of energy in the lower energy centers at the moment. Really do a lot of stretching. So certainly meditation, reading, relaxation, all of those things. But keep your physical body well stretched. You can take something like yoga if you like. Doesn't have to be some organized class. But just make sure that you are continuing to stretch your body. Keep your body very fluid, very liquid. Drink lots of water. But really work on your physical body as well as the internal work that you're doing. I think the secret to your growth at the moment is the balance between the physical and the emotional, the balance between the intellect and the intuition. You're really working on finding new balance. And I think finding that level of flexibility in your energy is going to make a huge difference. So you're absolutely doing the right thing.
Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, Joe, thanks. Let's see. Oh, the calls are riling in now. Let's see. We got Jane?
Yes.
Hey, you're on air.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, Lee. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I'm calling for someone that has a ghost investigation group, and they do investigations regarding the paranormal.
Right.
His concern is that he really is interested in finding out more about assisting spirits that are in need or somehow helping them if they're stuck or helping them, just in some way to do what they need to do. He doesn't have very much information about that.
Right.
And I'm just wondering if you could address that in any way.
Well, absolutely. I mean, we could do a whole show just on ghosts and hauntings and how to work with that. But, I think in general, the first thing that he needs to do is to make sure his energy is strong, centered, and balanced. Do not go into a haunted house or do any ghost research if you're not feeling strong. I have done it for many years, and I've never had a nightmare. I've never brought a ghost home with me, but I have always felt completely in control and calm and relaxed when dealing with these. There's a long story I'd love to share sometime, but it'll have to be another time. But I helped a young Indian spirit leave down in Nelson County many years ago, and it was one of the most amazing things because I actually felt the spirit as it left, and she did need support. She was walking in the grass died, the grass wouldn't grow for 50 years. After we released her, the grass grew, et cetera, et cetera. She'd been tied to a tree for that's a little bit of the story, but anyway,
wow.
I think that enable him to be more aware, he really needs to do more research, make sure he's intellectually up on everything that he needs to do, and then I think that if he feels protected, he's going to be fine. But the typical adage of go to the light, okay, it will work. That's that, you know, you don't need to not do that. But many times, just to sense where the spirit is, what type of spirit, there are many different types. There are those that are displaced. There are the poltergeists. There are ones that need help going. There are ones that don't want any help. So it's not as simple as one type of spirit. You have to try to figure out the history of what's going on, if you can, and how to do it. So I would just tell him to be very aware, first of all, of his own energy, and there's lots available now. There are many. When I started this in the 60s, there were not many books, much information. Now it's all over the place. But make sure he feels right. And certainly tell him to go to my website, send me a question if he's got a specific, and I'll be glad to get back to him as well.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. That's right, www.spiritsevolving.com.
Got it.
There's a place there to ask a question.
Right. Yep, I do one question free of charge, one brief question. I mean, if it's something that you really need, then maybe we should schedule a consult. But I've always done that. It's called Intuitive Advice Column. It's international, and I ask one question, back to you by email, usually within a few days. So.
Yeah, which means that I probably owe you money for the
three or four
hours that I've spent asking you questions.
No.
All right. Wow, we have Ellen from Goshen. Hey, Ellen.
Hi, Ellen. How are you?
I'm very well. Pretty well. Hanging in.
Good.
Let's see. My life, I was in a relationship, started out very fast, totally fell madly in love with someone, was pregnant within 3 months, and everything just happened so fast, it seemed like after that it just became a complete train wreck. For the past 3 years, hanging on, trying to work it out, and nothing has seemed to work. And I feel that I'm so beaten down to a bloody pulp in my own personal self-image by it that I just don't know what to do.
Boy, did you just prove my point that I said earlier, slow these relationships down. You know, it's just important. You are beaten to a pulp. I'm glad you answered your own question there. I just had to validate that for you. I would, in a second,
I
would.
I can't hear you. The radio went out, and I'm just on the phone.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, so
okay.
What?
Okay.
I like you're in a tunnel, but I'm going to try.
Okay. I think what's going on is that you have finally reached your bottom, and I would say move on, literally move. I would get out of your current circumstances in every way possible. There is no growth opportunity where you are. You need to move. You need to change. You need to get out of that, the entire environment, not just, say, a relationship, but you need a brand new start, and I would say as soon as possible. It's the only thing you can do.
Yeah, I feel the same.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
All right. You know, I hate to tell people sometimes to change their lives and move on and change things, but, you know, many times it's the only alternative if your spirit is going to be able to step back in there and help you grow.
979-0919 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. I can see a call coming through, so I'm going to ask this really quickly. You said something about animals.
Right.
Sarah's not available to ask this question, so I'm going to ask it for her.
Okay.
She has one particular dog. The dog is named Zephyr.
Okay.
If you need to find his energy, he's actually at my place for the week. A fairly young border collie.
Border collie. Got it.
He somewhat suffers, it seems to be, almost isolation issues. If he's at her place, he is inside, because otherwise he sprints away for, you know, adventures.
Right.
But even then, he, you know, does things to let you know that he doesn't like being left alone for
right.
the day.
Right.
If he's at my place, you know, he's fairly well behaved, but when you leave and go out the door, you know, he stands up and starts scratching the door.
Right.
And I'm curious as to what can be done for her to help the dog.
Right. Well, he's a very emotional dog. And, you know, a lot of dogs are very calm and very relaxed. And a lot of dogs, just like human beings, are overly emotional. He's one of those overly emotional dogs. What does that mean? It means his heart center is overactive. I would try some alternative remedies with him, something like Rescue Remedy. You can get it at the health food store. It's Box Rescue Remedy. It has five flower remedy in it. And you put it in his water, rub it on his ears. He really needs emotional calming at all times. When you rub him, I would rub his chest, rub him around the heart center, explain to him that you're leaving. Don't ever leave without talking to him. That's you and Sarah as well. Make sure that you tell him in words everywhere you're going. We'll be back in an hour. He may not understand the words, but he will understand that you are giving him respect. It's about respect and emotions with him. So I would really spend a lot of extra time holding him, rubbing his heart center, get down between his front paws, his front legs, rub the chest, and tell him where you're going. I'm not sure he's going to get much better in the near future because he is so emotional, but that's the best thing I think you can do for him.
All right. Well, Sarah, hopefully when you listen to the podcast, by the way, www.seavillepodcast.com. And she gets mad at me for putting our names in that earlier question for examples of everybody else.
She can talk to you about that. It was just for examples. Yeah, we know that.
But, you know, whatever. I'm sure that I'll hear about that. 1140 here on the Wake Up Call. I do have a caller on the line. Please, Jessica, hold on so I can take care of this business.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake Up Call, brought to you by the Markins of Tiger Fuel and by The Hook, an innovative weekly on newsstands every Thursday. Now here's Rick with what you can find in this week's Hook.
Oh, Montpelier has metamorphosized back into its original self circa 1820. The change is dramatic. Take a look with The Hook. Preston Avenue nightclub owner Terry Martin figures he was about a week away from losing everything he'd worked for. The phone had been cut off. He couldn't pay to renew his liquor license. That is, until fate intervened. He won the lottery, $100,000 worth. And the brazen careerist gives 7 reasons why graduate school is outdated. The Hook, not asking for your money, just your time, your love, and use of your car while fuel remains so expensive. And hang around, because at noon, Drew Thompson will be here for Les Temps Perdue. If French isn't your thing here at the station, that's The Times Gone By. And on WNRN, that means 80s and 90s alternative. Tune in for it next. Les Temps Perdue, brought to you in part by Plan 9 Music. All right, let's see. Jessica, did you hang with me?
I sure did.
All right. Please ask your question to Lee.
All my life, I have had, like, dreams that they don't make a whole lot of sense when I wake up, but eventually events unfold that kind of let me know that dream was intuitive of whatever was getting ready to happen.
Right.
And other different random events. My question is, it's gotten stronger the older that I've gotten through my 20s and into my 30s. Is there anything that I can do to kind of hone that in a little bit more specific so that I know what's going on before it happens?
Well, oh, sure. No, that's a good question because, you know, a lot of people that I know really depend upon their dreams, and they pre-program their dreams. They ask for lucid dreaming. They can get a lot of information. You probably do. On my website, there's an information sheet called How to Keep a Dream Journal. That's just my one-page advice on what I think people should do to keep a dream journal by the bed, which is very important. And make sure you keep that, because when you look back a month later, you'll see trends and patterns and things that you may not get from a dream. But you can, and particularly you have a lot of, again, that blue energy. We've got a lot of throat centers calling in today. And that's the center of sleeping and the center of dreaming and getting your information there. So what you can do is, before you go to sleep, take a few minutes. You can do it beside the bed, or you can do it in the bed, whatever it may be, and program an idea into your mind, obviously your conscious mind, which will go into your unconscious mind. But tell yourself, tonight I would like to dream about, and pick something in your life that you want some information on. Now, it won't work every night. It may work once out of ten times, but try that anyway. Then write down in your dream journal, tonight I programmed in to dream about my home, to dream about my relationship, to dream about my career. See how often that happens. But just simply paying attention to it, to give it a little bit more respect, you are right. You're picking it up properly. You do have a lot of information coming to you through dreams. Now, most of that comes and goes. We don't bring it into our conscious mind. But I think to do that at bedtime would be a wonderful idea. If you are waking up during the night, even during the middle of the night, try to remember to write down even one word. If you're dreaming and you feel angry, if you're dreaming and you feel happy, just write down angry or happy. You don't even have to remember the context of the dream. But I think you'll get a lot of information.
Okay. Great.
Thank you.
All right. That means the phone lines are open again. 979-0919-1877 WNRN Rocks. All right, Lee. Here's a question for you.
Okay.
I have someone here who's feeling stuck in mediocrity.
Okay.
Wants to know what they should focus on. There's a couple things apparently that they have listed. A book, some art, and I guess other things.
Okay. I would say, the idea of feeling stuck is so commonplace. I mean, so many people feel stuck because they're not moving forward. Whenever you feel stuck, you need to focus more on your spiritual growth. What are you doing? Ask that person, what are you doing for your spiritual growth? If you are reading something spiritual in nature, if you're doing a little meditation every day, taking a walk in nature, just ask yourself on a daily basis, what am I doing for my spiritual growth? For this person in specific, I don't feel book is the right time, but art has a lot of power. Art has a lot of power. Using color, of course, for me is close to my heart. But I feel like art, it's a good time for art, but you have to give it enough devotion. So it's sort of balance. It needs to balance out. What are you doing for spiritual growth? How can you do more with art? I think that's what I'd ask that person.
All right. Hopefully they were listening out there. I see we got both phone lines. Are you passing these on to me in the order that they should be answered? All right.
Of course he is.
I don't know. They both went, and then there's an IM message. So, caller, okay. I'll get to that in a second. We have Pam from Charlottesville. Hey, Pam.
Hi, Rick. How are you?
I'm doing well. Question?
Hi, Pam.
Yes, I actually have a pet question.
Okay.
Also, I have a dog, a basset hound, and she's very jealous. Anytime I have anybody over, she acts really ugly, and if I am doing something and not paying attention to her, cleaning or something like that, she just really does bad things, gets into the cabinets, chews up stuff. It's like I cannot give her enough attention.
Yeah, I had a friend with a basset. I have to tell this quick story. And then he started chewing up the furniture, so they put him in the garage, and evidently the car door was cracked. So he came home to find his entire passenger seat in the car torn up by this wonderful basset named Fred. For your dog, I think what's happened is that she has so imprinted on you. I don't know how long you've had her, but she's so imprinted on you that she feels all of your emotions. So maybe if you can try, this is a little difficult, mm-hmm. but try to be more unemotional with her. Even when you give her love, tell her you love her. You can certainly, she needs all of her attention, but then back up a little bit. Give her a treat when you're going to go do something, some kind of treat, a special toy or a literal dog treat, a bone or something. When you're going to be going in the other room to do work, when you don't want her chewing things, and then check on her periodically, like every 2 to 3 minutes in the beginning, and then stretch that. And she needs to see more people. Do you take her out in public? Do you take her out for walks in the park or the mall or something?
Yeah, we've definitely, especially recently, tried to be more social.
Yeah,
and
she really needs that. She needs to see more people so she can absorb other people's energies as well as yours.
Okay.
So I would say to really get her out, you may want to take her to a doggy daycare or something. I'm prejudiced because we take our Newfoundland down to All Things Possible. I think they do a wonderful job. They have training classes, fun things that you can do together. But a good training class, even another one, if you've already done one, that's a good idea, too.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Pam.
Thanks.
All right. 11:49 here on the Wake Up Call with Lee Channing. Time is running out. I got one caller online. I got another one at IM after that. So let's do our thing. Okay, I got Melissa from Richmond. Hey, Melissa.
Hi.
Hi, Melissa. How are you?
I'm not well.
I'm sorry. What's your question?
I'm seeking advice on how to make a big life change. My husband is on the verge of a crisis, and he wants to stop working and stay home and rediscover who he is, which probably means selling our house, and we have two children, and I quit my job to stay home with them, and I think he has a real spiritual crisis. I think he's been suffering from depression for a long time. And my question is, how do you know before you make a big life change if you're doing it for the right reasons? I feel like if we just up and leave and take down everything that we've built, that we're going to end up with the same problem, but in a new location.
Right. Well, I don't need to say a word. You're exactly right. I don't think making this kind of life change right now is going to make anything any better in the long run. I think you will make changes. Things will move. Things will change, but they're not going to get any better. I think that, you know, if you can support your husband and help him get more help than he needs. And of course, you know, if he's dealing with major depression, he can certainly do some personal growth things. He can take some classes, go to therapy, try medication. If I'm not a medication fan, but many times for depression, anxiety, medication, even short term, a few months, is a good idea. But I don't think him making that kind of major change right now is gonna do you, the family, or even him any good. So I think you've read it correctly. I think he really needs to hang in there to try to continue to do everything he can do. And I think he wants to. So I hope he will do everything to try to rebalance his own energy first before going into this mode, because I just don't think he'll come out of it feeling any better.
Okay. Sometimes I wonder if it's a chicken and the egg problem, where the problem, the feelings that he's having and the spiritual crisis that he's going through right now, I don't know what's causing that, whether it's right. The crisis is deep or whether it's caused by his circumstances.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of both, really, which doesn't help you much, but I do think it's a little bit of both. You know, and I think that, first of all, he should settle into his circumstance and work at it from there. Give him a time period, maybe for 6 months, for 9 months, stay right where
okay.
he is, and see if that will, maybe that will help, to say for 6 months, let's hang in there and see what else we can do. And then at the end of 6 months, we'll reevaluate. Because I think he works well with sort of time limits, and maybe that will help.
Okay, thank
okay,
you.
Good luck.
All right. And those are the kind, we know we always get one or two calls during the hour that really make me feel like you are such a special person. You know, and not to mean that the other times that I feel that you aren't, but,
when
it's,
I'm
that,
worthless.
But it's that particular connection with someone who you can really hear the tone in their voice
yep.
that makes me
yep.
feel like that these people are really reaching out to you and you are so stretching to catch them and bring them in.
Well, thank you so much.
And again, not to make light of the situation, but Melissa, next or 2 weeks when, all right, 2 weeks when we have the fundraiser here, Lee Channing has offered up a one-hour session with her for the particular pledge that goes with that. And if you or your husband want to drive up to Charlottesville and spend that hour with Lee Channing and make a donation to the radio station that you're obviously spending time listening to, you're welcome to do that. Okay. I do have somebody on the line, but this person IM'd WNRN Studio. Next, I'm going to read this question because
okay.
I think it'll be a fairly yes or no answer.
Okay.
All right. We love our little house in downtown Harrisonburg. The layout, the size, sunlight in the rooms. The problem is the heavy traffic in front of the house. Should we move?
Well, I mean, that's an easy question, yes, because I think they love the house. No, I don't think you need to move. I think there are more energy barriers that can be put up between the house and the traffic. And that's an exercise where you sit, you can put, you can see a wall being built, you can see it built of stone or brick, you can see feathers, whatever, it doesn't matter. As long as you work on it, I would try that for a while before considering moving, because the house feels so good. The house is warm and open, and I think that's a good thing. So I would do some real strong exercises where you really see right between the house and the road, build a road in your mind, build a road a wall energetically, and see if that helps enough.
Yeah, you know, I've always said that there are three important things in life, what you do, who you're with, and where you are. And if they found where you are, then it seems like tweaking that a little bit
right,
is
right.
something that's worth the time and the energy
right.
because I'm assuming they use the word we, so it sounds like they already have who you're with.
Right, right.
And the goal, obviously, is to fill all three in a positive
right.
manner.
And certainly try. It's worth trying.
All right. Thanks for holding on. We got Joy from Charlottesville. Hi, Joy.
Hi.
Hi, Joy. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good. What's your question?
What I'd like to ask you is about I always have a feeling that someone's touching me on my shoulder. Could you explain why I would always feel that?
Oh, that's not unusual at all. Anytime there is some energy around you. Now, it doesn't have to be a spirit, a person, a ghost. Whenever there's energy surrounding you, different people will pick it up. I pick it up in my hair. I feel my hair move on the back of my head when there's an energy around. So I don't feel like there's some personality or somebody trying to get you a message. I just think it's the universe telling you that there's energy around, that, you know, that there's something more than you. And I take it as a reminder to do some more work with your own spiritual growth. What else do you want to do? You know, are you really being open with yourself as far as your growth and your learning? So I would take it just as a reminder that there is more out there than just our physical bodies. And you know that, of course. But I would say let it help you do some more work for your own spiritual growth. And just something is reminding you, hello, there's energy here and you can work with it more.
Okay.
I think that's exciting. I think it's good for you.
Okay. Does that mean, you know, like I also have at night, I feel like someone's sitting on the end of my bed.
Yeah, not unusual. If the cover starts to move, you know, I've known beds that literally the cover will come flying off. Don't be surprised. But again, I don't feel like there's a personality attached to it, which is good. There's not some ghost of one of your ancestors trying to get in touch with you. But I think it's the universe reminding you that you need to pay more attention to your own spiritual growth. So I would start reading some new books, doing some new things, maybe meditating a little bit before you go to bed. See if that makes it let up a little bit.
Okay. Oh, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right. Thanks, Joy.
Bye-bye.
11:56 on the wake-up call. We do have time for another call, or maybe two, depending on the the simplicity of your question and the answer, from Lee Channing, intuitive analyst from Ivy, but her office just down the road from the NRN studios.
Absolutely.
So dial us up. I see the phone line ringing now. That's the 979 number. The 1-877 WNRN Rocks also available. Let me take a moment and remind you this is WNRN FM Charlottesville, WNRS Sweetbriar Amherst Lynchburg. And let me give a shout out to Blue Ridge Graphics for allowing this to happen today. Blue Ridge Graphics, Meade Avenue, and East High Street, serving Charlottesville with custom T-shirts, sportswear, and professional graphic design since 1979. That's Blue Ridge Graphics, 296-9746, and at brgtshirts.com. Well, I see both lines are firing up now. He's got like 2 or 3 minutes left. So, Sean, you better race right in. This one first. And, all right. We got Molly. Hi, Molly. Molly from Lynchburg.
Hello. Hi, Molly. What's your question? I have a dream question for you.
Okay.
I have a lot of very vivid nightmares. And, you know, I'm a fairly happy person. I had a good childhood. My brother kind of has the same thing, and I'm just sort of wondering why.
Well, a lot of time, well, anytime you have vivid nightmares, you know, it's an energetic exercise where your subconscious is trying to get through to you, trying to tell you something. What you have to do is defocus on the nightmares but at the same time giving them respect. So try not to worry about it when you go to bed, you know, program in better dreams, but make sure and write down as many details as you can. I tell your brother to do the same thing, because many times, you know, sometimes these nightmares do come from childhood. I almost said many times, but it's only sometime I think that they come from childhood. But I would absolutely keep track of it. Try to reprogram it, because I don't think it's something dramatic. I just think it's something that's irritating your energy right now, you know, sort of like the princess and the pea thing. I don't think it's a major issue, but it's important enough that you do want to give it a little bit more energy, a little bit more respect. Keep that dream log by the bed and pay attention to it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Molly.
All right. There's a caller online, too, an anonymous caller.
Okay.
Unfortunately, we're out of time. If the caller will stay online, I believe that Lee will chat with you out in the lobby.
I'm happy to.
By phone.
That'll
okay,
be
so fine. Don't go anywhere. The caller, the anonymous caller online, too. All right. It is time to wrap up the program. As usual, you know, double digits. I got an entire post-it pack here with names and areas on them. Thanks for keeping Sean going today. Lee Channing, intuitive analyst, www.spiritsevolving.com.
Right.
If you want to donate money in 2 weeks, she has offered up an hour for that. And her book, Intuitive Color Awareness Guide,
Absolutely. Available through the website, Amazon, locally, the Quest bookstore. So.
I didn't even have time to get into that. There were
so
many questions
today.
Well,
we'll just do that next time. So thank you so much for having me, Rick. I enjoyed it so much.
And I already suckered you into the first Sunday after the new year.
True. Yep.
So that's when you'll
we'll be back
here.
To start off 2009.
All right. Drew Thompson up next with Les Temps Purdue. Don't go anywhere, caller.
This has been your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is brought to you by The Hook, an innovative weekly from the people who really know the news on Newsstands Thursday. And by Tiger Fuel, serving the Charlottesville area with home heating oil and propane, Exxon Gasoline, and the markets of Tiger Fuel. Views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the management, staff, or board of WNRN. You can contact Rick at abstractme@aol.com or at wnrn.org. The wake-up call is produced by Michael Strickland. Tune in again next Sunday morning at 11 for the wake-up call, only on WNRN.